Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lab, we're building a tape dust riser that feels like a proper sunrise set moment, warm, nostalgic, a little gritty, and emotionally lifty without turning into that generic white noise EDM whoosh. Think jungle and old school DNB transitions. The groove keeps rolling, the air slowly opens up, and right before the drop there's the tiny vacuum moment where it feels like the room inhales then the brake slams. Before we touch effects, set the context so your decisions make sense. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172. If you want the classic sweet spot, go 169 BPM. Decide on an 8-bar riser for quicker blends, or 16 bars for that long sunrise emotional build. And important, have a break loop and your bass playing while you build. A riser that sounds massive solo can destroy your drums in the mix. We are building this in context. Now step 1. Get your tape dust source. You want a noise bed with imperfections, vinyl crackle, cassette hiss, needle drop, room tone, record shop ambience, anything that already feels like it lived a life. If you don't have samples, you can generate noise with Waveedable on a MIDI track, but the magic of jungle nostalgia is in the little pops and unevenness, so a Reedalish recording helps a lot. Drag your tape or vinyl noise into a new audio track, loop it so it covers your full riser length, 8 or 16 bars. Now do the unsexy but crucial thing. Gain stage. Before any devices, set the clip gain so your raw noise peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. That gives you headroom, because once you add resonance, saturation, and reverb, things can jump in level fast. Step 2. Warp it like tape being pulled. Turn warp on in the clip. Start with warp mode on complex if you want smoother, more tape-like stretching. If you want more old sampler grit, try texture. Set grain size somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds and flux around 15 to 30%. The goal is movement and character, not sci-fi glitch. Now we create the lift, and we'll do it in a musical, controllable way. Method A is the clean one. Automate transpose in the clip. Over the length of the riser, go from 0 semitones at the start to somewhere around plus 7 up to plus 12 semitones at the end. Teacher note here, don't make it a perfectly smooth ramp. If you draw tiny plateaus, like it rises, holds, it feels mechanical in a good way, like a tape motor or a sampler being pushed. Method B is the more tape pull approach. Warp marker stretching. Put a warp marker at the start and another near the end. Then you can make the end marker feel like it's being dragged by progressively changing the time stretch across duplicated clips, or by nudging timing so the tape feels like it speeds up. Keep it subtle for jungle. If it starts sounding like a spaceship, you've probably gone too far. Now step 3. Build the device chain. Talk Ableton only. The order we'll use is Auto Filter, Redux, Saturator, Echo, Hybrid Reverb, Chorus Ensemble, Utility, and then a limiter for safety. First, Auto Filter. This is the main riser motion. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Drive around 2 to 6 dB to give it a little bite. Turn the envelope off. We'll automate manually. Now automate the cutoff. Start muffled, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Over the build, open it up to around 10 to 16 kHz. But here's the sunrise trick. Don't use a linear ramp. Make the filter open slowly for about the first 70% of the riser, then open faster in the last 25 to 30%. That's what gives you that emotional sky opening sensation. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.2. Resonance is the danger zone. It adds lift, but it can whistle on big systems, so keep it sweet, not screechy. Next, Redux for old school grit, but subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 12. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. And you can automate the downsample slightly upward near the end, just to get a little extra edge as the tension peaks. Then saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive about 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. And pull the output down so you're not just getting louder. You want tape heat and density, not look at my distortion. Now echo. This is where the riser starts to move in space. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Dotted eighth often feels very jungle because it dances around the beat. Feedback 15 to 30%. Modulation 3 to 7%. If you want, add a touch of echo noise, but don't overdo it or it turns into a feature. In echo's filter section, high pass around 300 to 800 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps the echo from muddying your mix. Automate echo dry slash wet from about 5% at the startup to maybe 18% by the end. We want it to slowly appear like reflections in the morning air. Next, hybrid reverb for the sunrise atmosphere. Pick Hall for classic lushness or Shimmer if you want a gentle emotional lift. If you use Shimmer, keep it subtle. This is not trance. Decay somewhere between 4 and 10 seconds depending on density. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And to make sure the reverb low end is cleaned, cut below roughly 250 to 400 Hz. Automate decay to get slightly longer toward the end, like the space is opening above the crowd. Teacher note: if you're worried about the drop getting washed out, rely more on early reflections than gigantic tails. You can make things feel big without smearing the first snare. Next, chorus ensemble for width and nostalgia. Use a gentle mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Slow and dreamy. Amount around 15 to 35%. Width around 120 to 160. Automate the amount up slightly as the riser develops, but don't go full seasick. Now utility. Turn bass mono on, around 200 to 300 Hz. Even though this is noise, it can build low mid energy that makes your breaks feel cloudy. Automate width. Start around 80 to 100%, and around 140 to 170%. And here's a quick mid-side sanity check. At some point, set width to 0% for a second just to audition in mono. If your riser basically disappears, it's too dependent on chorus and reverb. Bring back a little mid presence by reducing width early on, or easing up the chorus. Finally, a limiter at the end. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. This is not for loudness, it's just to catch random peaks from resonance and reverb blooms. Now step 4. The suck-up moment right before the drop. In classic jungle transitions, there's often a tiny vacuum that makes the impact feel bigger. In the last one bar, automate a quick filter gesture. For example, sweep the cutoff up fast, then snap it down right before the downbeat. Or do the opposite. Close it slightly at the last instant so the drop feels like it explodes into fresh air. Then automate utility gain to dip slightly before the drop. Maybe 2 to 6 dB. Even a 1 to 2 dB dip works. That micro breath then makes the drop feel larger without adding any limiter abuse. You can also spike, reverb dry slash wet very briefly and then cut it so the space blooms and then vanishes right before impact. If you want to get fancy but still clean, put a big reverb on a return track, send the riser into it, and gate that return so it swells and then disappears right before the drop. That gives you drama without washing the transient. Now step 5, arrange it like jungle, not like a one-knob riser. For a 16-bar sunrise build, try thinking in 4-bar chapters. Bars 1 to 4, it's basically room tone. Low, muffled, narrowish. Bars 5 to 8, introduce a little width, but keep it controlled. Bars 9 to 12, introduce pitch lift and bring in more echo motion. Bars 13 to 16, let the top open, let the width bloom, and let the reverb feel like the sky is opening. Then final beat. That suck-up dip and a clean cut, so your first snare lands like a statement. And a key mix rule, keep it clean below 250 to 400 Hz the whole time. Jungle breaks are transient heavy. If your riser has low mid fog, the groove loses punch. Quick troubleshooting, because this is where most people get stuck. If your mix turns cloudy, it's usually 200 to 500 Hz buildup. Fix it by high-passing your reverb, reducing drive on the filter, or narrowing the width in the low mids. If the end of the riser whistles, it's resonance. Lower it and check loud, especially on the last two bars. If the drop feels weak, it's often because the riser tail is masking the first snare. Automate reverb down in the final half bar, or hard cut the riser on beat one. If your warp sounds cheap digital and you want to tape, go back to complex, or reduce grain size and flux in texture. Now a couple advanced variations you can try once the main version is working. 1. The stop-start tape motor layer. Duplicate the riser track. On the duplicate, use beat warp mode. Set transient loop to something short like 1/16 or 1/32. Then automate the clip envelope from 0 up to around 30 to 60% only in the last two bars. Blend this layer quietly under the main riser. You'll feel that motor wobble without it turning into EDM stutter hell. 2. Call and response riser bands. Make an audio effect rack with two chains. A low mid dust chain band limited around 400 Hz to 2 kHz. More saturation, less width. An air chain high passed around 3 to 6 kHz. More reverb and chorus, wider. Automate the chain volume so the low mid character leads early, then the air takes over near the end. This makes the build feel composed, not just opening a filter. 3. Make the dust sing, but quietly. After saturation, add resonators with just a few percent dry slash wet. Tune to the root and fifth of your track. It'll add a hopeful harmonic lift without turning your noise into a synth lead. Mini practice to lock this in. Build two versions from the same noise source. A sunrise version. Filter opens higher, say up to 14 to 16 kHz. Wider, a bit more space late in the build. A dungeon version. Keep it darker, only open to 8 to 10 kHz. More grit with redux, tighter width. Bounce both. Level match them and a slash B them against the same drum and bass loop. Your goal is to hear how the filter ceiling, with automation and reverb tail completely change the emotional intention. Recap. You made a riser from tape and vinyl dust instead of white noise. You used warp and pitch movement to get that tape pull lift. You shaped it with a stock chain that adds nostalgia, motion, and mix control. And you finished it with that little suck up so the drop hits clean. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're dropping into clean jungle, rollers, or heavier text-to-pitch vibes, I can suggest exact automation targets bar by bar, like where to hold, where to accelerate, and where to dip for maximum impact.